Blacklisted Radio. It's good to be back. It's the 13th day of November 2016. I'm your host, as always, the news freak, curator of content at blacklistednews.com, your host here on this show. My name is Doug Owen. You can go to my Twitter handle, BLN Radio. Check us out. Follow us there. Lots of interactive ways to be part of the show. There's just so much to get into. And the world has to cope now with being wrong. Everybody was wrong. I was wrong. The mainstream media was wrong. The pollsters were wrong. Nate Silver was wrong. The analytics, all of the supercomputing, all of the different polls, the Scholastic children's polls. I mean, unprecedentedly, everybody that thought Donald Trump would not be president of the United States of America, or at least president-elect, until January 20th, when he is inaugurated, when he is given the keys to the mothership known as the United States of America. The world has definitely changed for the better in some ways, I think. We're going to talk about that. And, of course, for many people, including the mainstream media, the people out there that are dumbfounded, the people that are just angered, really angry, really fearful of what a Donald Trump presidency, a four-year term at the head of the White House, means for America. People are freaking out. The mainstream media is only feeding into the paranoia that is feeding into what we see around the country, and that is shock and awe, especially from liberals, progressives, and people that follow mainstream media that did not think this could happen. So, of course, we're going to talk about the 2016 president-elect Donald Trump, what that means for America, why that means that we're going to have to do this show for at least another 4 years. Things just continue to get more and more interesting. For me personally, I have to say, the world is, it's a lot different than I thought it would look like just a few days ago. So I really didn't believe that Hillary Clinton would not be president of the United States for many reasons. Probably some of you did not believe that the machine, the mainstream media, the Hollywood elites, the Democratic and Republican parties, all working in tandem to push down one man, to make him unelectable in the eyes of the American people, could fail. That the voting machines somehow would not select Hillary Clinton for president of the United States. Of course, not who votes that counts, but who counts the votes that really matters when it comes to, you know, elections. Nonetheless, Donald Trump is the president-elect of the United States. So we talked about this already. Who lost? The biased media, pollsters, pundits, political parties, warmongers, the corporatocracy, pay-to-play grifters, Saudi Arabia, others that are probably thinking about a refund from Hillary Clinton right about now. And let's not to mention the neoliberals have all lost. So I think it's important to really look at this. First off, nobody really won the 2016 presidential election. It was an undoubtable landslide. 25.6% of eligible voters voted for Hillary Clinton. She did win by a margin percent the popular vote. People are ready to dismantle the Constitution and get rid of the Electoral College because of this. People are outraged that New York, Texas, Florida, and California do not get to pick the president and our elected leaders every year. So Donald Trump got 25.5% of the popular vote, and for a whopping 47% of Americans who voted for nobody. Congratulations to all of you out there who did not vote, who did not participate in this system. Obviously, there's a lot of people that are of kind of my mindset that, well, there's really no decent choice. There's nothing that I see that really represents me when it comes to this political cycle. And so thus, I will not vote for either. Third parties, Gary Johnson pulled a few million. Jill Stein, not as much, but pulled some votes. I mean, I watched the political coverage, which was hilarious in and of itself. And we can diagnose and analyze the punditry for hours here on the show. Don't have time to do that. But like many of you, I stayed up way too late, watched the results. I was watching the New York Times website that had great interactive maps and could do county by county breakdowns. And when I saw that the Trump likeliness to win was at 95.5%, it really hit me that there was this huge rejection of Hillary Clinton, crushing her. I mean, she had a glass ceiling that she was going to break. She had a huge party ready to announce her selection as the president-elect. The nominee for president of the United States of America did not happen. Obviously, she was crushed. She did not address her supporters. She did not talk till the next morning. The mainstream media probably spent, hours and hours on whether or not President Trump would concede. If he was to lose the election, would he concede? Nobody thought about Hillary Clinton conceding and what that speech may have sounded like. So we have a national mourning. And, of course, we have people out in the streets. First, there was a national mourning. We had exams for students traumatized over Trump's win at the University of Michigan, Columbia, all across. Yale professors canceled students' election or canceled exams due to the election results. I mean, on and on and on. Safe spaces where kids can play with Play-Doh and draw. And we're talking about adults here. We're not talking about seven-year-olds. Oh, that was another just overwhelming thought and critique was, you know, people having to talk to their children about what a Donald Trump presidency really means. If we're going back to 1942, Germany, 1942, the rise of Hitler, who won? The xenophobes, the racists, the uneducated, the white and angered people that made this happen. People are looking for answers and they're just so distraught and cannot believe what this really means. And of course, most of these memes, these ideas have been perpetrated on these people. I mean, there's been psychological conditioning. I mean, trauma-based mind control, literally, on so many of the people watching the media that are just flabbergasted and think that Donald Trump, like him or hate him, is the second coming of Hitler. He is Mussolini, chance of fascist. Well, of course, you know, I take a much more critical, analytical approach to looking at who is king of America. Luckily enough, we don't have a king. When there is a threat of Donald Trump, you'll start hearing liberals talking about constitutional rights once again. People looking to the Constitution to save them from Donald Trump and what he means to America. St. Mary's. A lot of other colleges across the nation have had to deal with this crisis of mourning. I mean, you would think that somebody was assassinated. And if you go to Twitter, there's a lot of people that do want to assassinate Donald Trump. We now have a no-fly zone over Trump Tower. People have been taken to the streets, potentially hundreds of thousands. Of course, there was a shooting that happened when we saw protest this week in Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas, hotbed for people protesting Donald Trump's presidency. It's amazing when you actually ask the people why they're protesting. It's because they believe that he's a bigoted Trump or bigoted Trump. He's a bigoted xenophobe and wants to round up all of the Mexican people in this country somehow and to deport them. Of course, he's talked strong about the illegal immigrant issue, which is near and dear to many people's hearts when they look at the economy and they look at the vanishing jobs. We see, you know, just a good amount of criminal activity that's being conducted by people that are not even citizens in this country. They have been deported several times. You know, there's obvious problems, and so it's near and dear to people's hearts. I don't think it's a bad idea to take violent criminals out of this country, especially if they do not belong here, to incarcerate them, to not release them back onto the streets of the United States of America. You know, if you're going to have border patrol, if you're going to have borders, you have to do something with them. I mean, obviously, I think we should be ethical. People that have families here, have children here, I don't think that you should just round them up personally. People that are, you know, being productive in the economy and are paying taxes because you're forced to. Sales tax, state tax, real estate tax, luxury tax, tax. These people are paying. So, I mean, if you pay the system, I think, well, you should have some kind of rights. They're taking your money. You're getting taxation without representation, really in the truest of forms. You know, I don't want to turn this into an immigration debate because I know that these are a lot of wedge issues and that they're near and dear to people's hearts only because the mainstream media has scared people into thinking that we're going to have, you know, some kind of Hitler-esque roundup of the Mexican people in this country. Not true. Actually, a lot of Mexican people, more so than for Mitt Romney just 4 years ago, voted for Donald Trump. Got surprisingly, 55% of college-educated white women voted for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. This is so confounding to those out there in academia, in the mainstream media, as to how on earth people could vote for Donald Trump. And of course, this is easily distilled for the American people by the liberal somewhat media and mainstream media in general. And that is that people have hate in their hearts. The same people just 4 years ago that elected the first black president have now all become deplorables and they hate. They're dirty. they dared to question. I mean, it's one of the reasons that Donald Trump has been called a racist is because he dared to question whether or not Barack Obama was U.S. born. You know, and this is, and it doesn't mean that you hate black people. And to make that jump, that leap in logic is just, it's intellectually bankrupt, number one, and just kind of silly, number two. But there's lots of things to not be thrilled about when it comes to the Trump presidency. And we're already seeing his team shape up. Great piece. Globalist despair, disbelief questions at the United Nations after the Trump victory. The 15-member UN Security Council and the largest financial contributor to the United Nations. Washington owes about $1.1 billion. You know, talking about making people pay for NATO, making them pay for these groups. You know, the U.S., we need to put a little bit into the kitty as well. People are freaking out. I mean, is there going to be a new order? I was just reading a transcript from an interview with Henry Kissinger, who I'll just give you the nutshell, said, Trump's not a big deal. Don't read Mein Kampf if you're trying to understand the Trump presidency, and that he has no foreign policy really at this point. We'll talk about a little of it, but really, there is no plan. There is no ideology. We really don't know what to expect from Trump. Now, to his personality, to this opportunity, you've had Vladimir Putin, Bashar al-Assad, lots of people, even that crazy guy from the Philippines, Duterte, that wanted to round up drug dealers and assassinate him. I mean, people are coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, this is something different. Maybe you guys are not going to have Victoria Nuland. Let's talk. Now, opening dialogue, creating maybe some new kind of accord with Russia, that seems like a great idea. And it's something that I don't think that Hillary Clinton, with all of her policy experience, could have ever done. Now, before we get all into that, you know, one of the things I was doing was watching a lot of alternative media. And I wasn't aware that Alex Jones and a lot of the people in the alternative media are completely in bed and huge supporters, proponents of Donald Trump. One of the things I've been very careful to do is not make my bed with, you know, people that I don't know, other strange bedfellows like Donald Trump. I don't endorse candidates. And, you know, when you listen to Donald Trump talk, I mean, obviously, you know, nationalism is at the forefront, globalism and that neoliberal agenda is what he is countering. Although, when you talk about globalists, when you talk about the political elite, when you talk about the system of control, multinational corporations, all these terms are buzzwords for anti-Semitism. So we're going to talk about Trump on Israel. It's one of the few things that he's really been vocal about. A new poll shows Americans think the media is a much greater threat to the election than Russian hackers. People are dissecting. They believe that it's actually the mainstream media, correctly, rather than Vladimir Putin, the Russians, WikiLeaks, and the rest that have usurped our, I don't know, power in this country. I mean, the Russians attacking the election system. I mean, having a little insight into the business plans of Hillary Clinton as opposed to Donald Trump, did that sway the people? Did her, you know, grifting and taking money from Saudi Arabia and other non-progressive countries? I mean, that's one of the biggest contradictions or, you know, engagements of cognitive dissonance that you'll find from people on the left that are out there protesting, is that somehow she was pro women's rights while taking money from Saudi Arabia, while helping fund and profit from the funding of a genocidal war, war crimes that are being committed, at least by Saudi Arabia, probably by the United States in our support and in our allowance of the just horrendous things that are happening in Yemen, which are not being talked about. But, you know, Donald Trump reaching out, being able to put America first and to not push ourselves into a war with Vladimir Putin. It serves no interest. And one of the things that the Kagans, Victoria Nuland, the other, you know, people that are freaking out at the Brookings Institute have really pushed is this hard line to make America great again in their minds. I mean, really, they personify that slogan is having a strong military presence and by countering and encircling Russia as a way to have a global hegemon to allow for international commerce and, you know, ultimately what we would consider to be the new world order. Now, that is dangerous, and really it's a flawed plan because people are starting, not just, you know, other world powers, but people even in this country are rejecting that kind of control. This was a huge rejection. The Trump win was a huge rejection of the powers that be, the elites, the media, the two-party system that we have today. Now, what Trump is or becomes, nobody can really say, but we're already getting a little bit of insight. If you didn't see some of the other hocus pocus in the media, great piece by CNN where Don Lemon himself, I think just to save face, admits that they are using their own cameraman as a fake protester to talk about what the protesters are feeling and why he hates Donald Trump. I mean, believe you me, I mean, I'm hypercritical. We will get to all of that, but the reason that I think so many Americans are rejecting these protests, number one, he hasn't even gotten into the White House. I mean, how can you be so upset about somebody who hasn't done anything? You know, but these are the same people that thought it was perfectly acceptable to give Obama the Nobel Peace Prize before he had even served as president of the United States of America. You know, here's your ribbon. You became peaceful. We're happy. So you're basing your whole impression on presidents, I guess, in both cases, on things that they said. Obama said a lot of great things about peace and closing Guantanamo Bay and all of that. And Donald Trump said a lot of things that probably scare people. You know, talking about building a border, rethinking NAFTA, re-engaging, destroying the Trans-Pacific Partnership, something that's already happened. I mean, there's already been a lot of things that have happened, and he hasn't even, you know, gotten to office. TPP is dead. Dead on arrival. Finito. So that's a huge win for everyone. You also have NAFTA, Mexico and Canada now saying, hey, look, you know, we're ready to come to the table. You know, that was one of the great things I think about this week was watching all the people eating crow. All of these world leaders that, you know, equated Trump to a misogynist, to Satan in some cases, are now congratulating him. Hey, we still want your money, America. We still love you. Just kidding about all those Donald Trump memes. Oh, precious memes. It's a great time to be on the internet. All of the political memes that are coming out of this election are priceless. I'm sure they'd be priceless if Hillary Clinton was the president-elect. But it's really funny to listen to all of these people that, number one, said that they would move out of the country. Amy Schumer, I'm looking at you. The Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, all of you, looking at The View. Where are you guys? Is going to be The View in Canada? Don't think so. Rodney Z, O'Donnell. You know, people are being pretty mean to them, bullying them on Twitter. Get out of here. You suck. You suck, Amy Schumer. All of that. They, you know, I when you say things, you know, and you're in the public light, people are going to, you know, try to hold you to them. And, you know, it just shows you how all in these people were for Hillary Clinton. And I guess like a lot of you, maybe I would say the majority of you listening are probably Donald Trump supporters, or at least like the idea of trying to drain the swamp that's Washington, D.C. So whether or not that happens, that's yet to be seen. You know, all of the hype. Remember, there was a prepping for a false flag cyber attack by Russia. The U.S. said that it was ready to take down the Russian electrical grid if they tried to hack the election. And then, of course, you know, Al-Qaeda was going to attack on Monday and or Tuesday. All of that hype just to bring that fear element to the election. Absolutely brilliant from the people there. Writing the script. So we had all of this intelligence warning, all of these assets of the mainstream media coming out. We also had Madeleine Albright, who compared Russian media to ISIS propaganda. And that's one of the things I think that the alternative media and people in general can feel a little bit more secure in, and that is that you're not going to have the information czars coming after you for free speech or anti-Hillary speech any longer. But anyway, this is part of the demonization campaign. Of course, she said that there was a special place in hell for all of you ladies that didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. If you didn't vote with your vagina, you are a bad woman. Women have to vote for Hillary Clinton. And now I've seen a lot of just shaming, the vote shaming that has occurred. Of course, not to mention the people that are being allegedly beat up and mugged and kicked, primarily white people, for voting for Trump. You know, why would anybody not want to tell a pollster or an exit poller that you voted for Donald Trump? I mean, it was completely – I think people were fearful. The mainstream media was telling them that there's people out there that are going to get you and they're going to mess you up and they should hate you. And there's people out there that respond and, you know, people that vote for Trump, I should hate them. I should go after them. So anyway, let's talk about the team. President-elect Donald Trump, and then we'll get to your phone calls. I know a lot of you want to chime in. We have just a few moments here. So we'll open up the lines, 800-313-9443. You can also give me your voicemails, 512-222-3067. We have Priebus, who is now going to be Trump's chief of staff. He is the Republican National Committee chairman, Reince Priebus. He is taking over for Chris Christie, the embattled, or as I like to call him. It's not that witty. I shouldn't do it, but Chris Krispy Kreme. Chris Christie, shouldn't make fun of him for being such a big guy, but he is definitely a mobster, and he's getting caught up in a scandal, the Bridgegate thing that's going on, where they closed down bridges, and a few people may have died. Ambulances were not able to get into the city as retribution for the mayor. Was it Newark? It doesn't matter. Somewhere in New Jersey, they shut down a gate, a bridge, and it's called Bridgegate. And he may actually face some charges, although there's already been a lot of people that have gone down underneath him. It's kind of a local interest story to people in New Jersey. I've never been a huge fan of Chris Christie in the first place. How can you trust a man that doesn't even, you know, support the Jets when he lives in New Jersey? He supports the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you're a traitor. I know it's America's team, but you shouldn't. I mean, those kind of little things I find to be, you know, character flaws. And so I'm definitely, make a point about that. Anyway, so you have Chris Christie. He may be the Commerce Secretary. He knows how to get things done. You have, a creme de la creme of criminals, Rudy Giuliani, 9/11 criminals, neocons, bankers, and the like that are in the running. John Bolton, who's a Republican career insider, served several roles in the Bush White Houses, including most recently as the UN ambassador, which always seemed odd. You have this raging neocon hanging out. I mean, he just seemed like the wrong guy. That might make right. They definitely didn't ask for a lot of money. John Colt is so crash and mean. Anyways, neocon, big time. And, he goes right along with Stephen Adler, who was Bush's deputy national security. He's a national security advisor, served as a conduit for the ridiculously fake yellow uranium forgeries. Remember Yellow Cake? He was there for the weapons of mass destruction. He's that guy. He helped out and developed that whole game plan to go into Iraq. So, you have him, Reince Priebus. Nothing says anti-establishment party outsider like the current chairman of the RNC. Reince Priebus is under consideration for his chief of staff, Rudy Giuliani, unconvicted 9/11 criminal who illegally cleared the 9/11 crime scene and who failed to pass on the prior warning that he received about the tower's destruction. On and on. So, you know, when it comes to I think a lot of you, I mean – there was a fork in the road when good old Ron Paul, when his campaign came to an end, and a lot of people got into the party politics and became more of a vigilante for justice, really a crusader for the Ron Paul party. And when that fell apart, it became very, very hard for those people to accept some of the realities of the Republican Party and how that process is skewed. I mean, I'm sure it's very hard for a lot of people in the Democratic Party to get that. Anyway, guys, we're going to take a quick break. I see that I'm way past, and we'll be back on the other side. Sorry about that, Ken.
Currencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back. It's always easier when you do the show with the feed in the back of the studio here to let me know when the commercials are coming. So, yeah, that's one of the ways we pay the bills here. And the brick and mortar, Ken there behind the glass, doing the work, taking your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Do want to hear from you. We're going to cover a little bit more of the latest from Trump, his policies, trying to get to what that really means, and looking at some of the other events, people being bussed in, professional provocateurs and protesters. That is really interesting. I briefly started to mention the fact that the most of the protesters are not going to get a lot of attention from people like me. If you don't have American flags, if you're carrying communist flags, if you're carrying Mexican flags, nothing against you carrying a Mexican flag. I believe that you have every right to here in the United States of America. I believe that you can burn flags. I think it's highly disrespectful and it sends a message, but it doesn't send a good message usually, that you hate this country, whatever it may be, or the people. I mean, it's just vague directed anger at the machine. But you can burn a flag. But you can't expect people that voted for Hillary Clinton and or Donald Trump to – especially people that voted for Donald Trump and Donald Trump himself to take you seriously and care about your plight and your thoughts if – you have, a communist flag. I mean, what does that say? Do you thought that Hillary Clinton was a communist? I mean, that's maybe true, but not so much. Anyway, so some of the people that are already lining up to be part of the Donald Trump transition team, one guy that I'm sure most of you are familiar with, Peter Thiel. He was a 2016 Bilderberg attendee. Oh, Bilderberger. And he was the co-founder of PayPal. I mean, he's definitely an insider. Huge in the huge in the Libertarian Party, and somebody that's been a vocal advocate of surveillance, and gave a really interesting spiel about his thought on transparency. And how he's not a big fan of that necessarily, the state's transparency to the people that fund it, blah, blah, blah. I think that this kind of has to be a gut check for all the people out there that scream the Bilderbergers are running the world. Okay, well, a lot of you that really hate Bilderberg, that go there every year in protest and grab, your megaphone and scream at the powers that be that they are evil and that, free humanity will not be usurped and you will not subjugate us. You may know who I'm talking about here, but being an ardent, valued asset in the Trump campaign, can you admit that? Saying, well, there are a couple Bilderbergers. There are some neocons. Rudy Giuliani, Jamie Dimon. I mean, these are people that are reviled by everyone. I mean, you can't find people that are more influenced. When you hear about Donald Trump wanting to depoliticize the Federal Reserve, putting people like, Jamie Dimon right in there is – it seems pretty scummy, but he's an insider and, probably knows a lot. As much testifying as he has had to do in front of Congress, he understands how the machine works. So, of course, he's going to have insiders. And I'm not flawing Donald Trump for that. Newt Gingrich, interesting choice. He wants a new House committee on un-American activities. We'll get to that. We'll talk about Newt Gingrich, who is an insider, who has been to the Bohemian Grove, who did talk about the inability for Donald Trump to become president because he was an outsider and he was uninitiated, that he had not gone through the process, the political process, that he was not a member of the Bohemian Grove, that he was not a member of secret societies, just like almost everybody else is. Through that process, that is how they become part of the political elite. That Donald Trump was an outsider in that sense, but he is not, and he has now found his way into the Trump campaign. Interesting. So we'll talk more about that. Kurt Nimmo has an exclusive at blacklistednews.com. But first, we go to Ohio, where Eddie's vote might have been one of the few that actually mattered in this election. Eddie, welcome to Blacklisted Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful, sir.
Yeah, you know what? When you I'm listening to you, and you're like, well, these illegal aliens that came in here, they got jobs and they're paying taxes, maybe we shouldn't throw them out. That's how I'm taking it, you're saying. And I'm thinking like, well, you know what? These people broke in. They broke the law. When I break the law, something as simple as can be, I get fined, jailed, whatever it is. And these people break in. They get a job illegally. Not only should they be thrown out, but the person that hired them needs to be arrested on a federal offense because Ronald Reagan passed a law in 86, I believe, that says if you hire an illegal alien, it's a federal offense. So here you've got an illegal alien breaks in, gets a job, gets hired from somebody who's illegal at hiring them, but since they're paying taxes, I guess it's okay. It's kind of like Al Capone. He's out killing people, but then he gives money to the people in his neighborhood to help the sick and the poor and all that. So I guess it's okay. No, it's not okay.
Well, don't get me wrong. I don't think that it's okay, personally. I don't think it's okay. I think that if you're gonna have borders, and I was just speaking kind of philosophically, if you're gonna have borders and you're gonna have border guards, then you're either gonna have one that's effective or ineffective, and you're either gonna have people a proper system to immigrate into this country legally, or you're not going to have one. And of course, Democrats love this because they hope that these people, because they will be completely dependent on the system, will continue to be Democrat voters. So I understand all of that. And, you know, I'm just saying that people that live here for 30 years who have been here, who have families here. It's not always, you know, black and white and cut and dry.
I think it is black and white. I think it is black and white. If you broke the law, you broke the law. Just because, well, I broke the law, but now I'm being nice about it, being good and behaving,
sure.
And I found a girlfriend and had a kid.
But we've all broken the law,
sir. I'm sorry, but that's too bad. I know. When I break the law, I get a fine and I go to jail or whatever it is, or take my driver's license away. You're like,
I hear you, Eddie. I appreciate your phone call, and I understand. I completely understand where you're coming from. And, you know, I just think that if you break the law, okay, let's say you get caught smoking marijuana. I don't think that the government should be able to take your home from you. I don't think that they should be able to take your children's college fund. And for criminal violations, I just think that there's different levels. You know, there's a difference between littering and murder. And if you came into this country illegally, yeah, that's bad. You broke a law. Does that mean that we should take the bank accounts that they have, to round them up, tell their families to say goodbye, put them on a train, and send them to Nowheresville? You know, I mean, that might be an approach. I don't make the decision, and I understand where you're coming from, because people do. You know, when you have an economy like we have today, you know, we're all, you know, looking to other people as to, you know, rather, you know, taking jobs that otherwise might be, you know, something that they would want to do or more profitable. And there is a lot to that. So I'm not a proponent of illegal immigration. And don't get me wrong. I think that there's a huge economic impact, and that's why people are passionate about it. And that's why Donald Trump became president of the United States of America, or at least the president elect. We still have till January 20th. All right. So thanks, Eddie. I totally hear you. Chris is somewhere near Las Vegas. What's up, Chris?
Well, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very well. Since you were speaking about putting the fox in charge of the hen house and Jamie Dimon, I find great controversy with that consideration, in that Jamie Dimon makes John G. Stump of Wells Fargo look like a piker. He is stealing more homes in America.
Yeah.
Under the guise of debt collection on debts that they acquired for absolutely zero net-net, on their alleged purchase of WaMu bank interests from the FDIC, which was not the original lender, making them a third-party debt collector on every loan they purchased from WaMu.
Right. Well, you know, the banks and people like Jamie Dimon, even Donald Trump, he said, you know, that he is the king of debt. And when people buy debt, when you collateralize debt, the only thing that makes debt valuable is the state's ability to force people, rightfully or wrongfully, to pay those debts. Otherwise, they will have to pay some, you know, horrible price. So that
when
that
you buy
power,
debt, though, when you buy debt, it's no longer UCC-3 negotiable instruments. It moves to one UCC-8 and 9, which are securitized mortgage investments, which are gambling bets, speculative. And they're predatory, rapacious, because they really are not a true party of interest. They're merely an investor who speculated on buying debts that were already satisfied, sold, discharged, or paid with insurance or other types of scams to get fully paid before they sell them to others.
Sure. That is the roulette casino that Wall Street's become, rightfully or wrongfully. They want you to pay. And people rightfully or wrongfully get into
how many times should they get paid?
It's like how many times should you be taxed?
Newt Gingrich is such a double-mouthed James 1:8, double-minded man, he switches his position with whatever party's in control so he can stay in the graces and feed off the public trough. And he's a New Age World Order Luciferian, just like Hillary Clinton, except he plays Mr. Nice Guy and Mr. Fluffy Puffy, Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. But he's really just as demonic as Hillary Clinton or the Clinton gang or the rest of them doing their spirit cooking.
Yeah, there you go. Pizza's the code word. I hear you. Yeah, I appreciate the call. And, you know, that's why I think that Donald Trump is potentially more dangerous than Hillary Clinton, because you know what you were getting with Hillary Clinton and you don't know what you're getting with Donald Trump. But people are blindly supportive, people that were very highly critical. I think that's one of the things that you're going to see now, is that people that were completely pacified, you know, especially liberals and progressives, Democrats, that were pacified of the horrible war doctrine and the power consolidation into the executive branch that happened under George W. Bush, the millions of children that died in Iraq, the racket that the military-industrial complex and the Bush White House engaged in this terror war that now, I mean, we're seeing the fruits of it today, and this never-ending war. People just sat down and we got Obama. He's smart. He's hip. He's black. It's going to be better. This guy is going to help black people because he's black. Just like people thought, well, Hillary Clinton's going to help women's rights because she's a woman. It seems to make a lot of, you know, logical sense. But
well, if you don't mind, I have observed that Donald Trump, I thought, was really just a psyops false choice of an alternative, kind of like Obama. He was probably promising to make America great again instead of hope and change, was about the only difference in the rhetoric.
Sure. That's why people voted for him. They wanted change. They didn't want politics as usual. And it was really hard for a lot of people of color in the Mexican-American community to support Hillary Clinton. I mean, if you look at what she did especially her husband, through drug war policies that were primarily aimed at African-American people, they filled up private prisons. They profited from the drug war, the war on drugs, something that she continued to promise banks that she would expand under her reign. Donald Trump, we don't know. I absolutely don't know. But I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to be part of the show. If you have thoughts, I mean, obviously, Chris thinks that I'm covering for these illegal immigrants, and that, you know, I don't see the problems, the ramifications for it. And I just think that somebody's been here for 20 years, rather than putting them on a train and busing them home, if they've never committed a crime, if they're property owners now, do they have a driver's license, blah, 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 blah. Maybe you say, hey, look, you know, you've been here forever, and you go through this process. If you haven't killed anybody, if you haven't committed any, you know, infractions, if you've been a pretty loyal citizen, that you swear an allegiance and oath to the United States of America, and you come down here and fill out and take a test, then maybe you can stay. I think that that's more logical and seems more reasonable than just rounding up people, because when you just start rounding people up and putting them on the trains, that's when it really, really looks scary. That's when it looks like martial law. That's when you have this autocratic system that, you know, is under one man that has way too much control. And then you really do kind of have that. Where people are just stripped of their citizenship or quasi-citizenship. Like Newt Gingrich here, he has the new Committee on Un-American Activities. What could that include? Now, if you're Donald Trump-ish and maybe on the right, then, you know, you seem American. If you have maybe communist leanings and things like that, and you question, maybe you're an anarchist, or an anarcho-capitalist, and question the state itself. Is that okay? Is that okay to do? Is that being un-American? That sets a really scary precedent. You know, I'm looking at the phone board here, and I think that we may actually have another call. Is Jake in Washington on the line? Do we have him? Maybe not. Okay. So, anyway, we have. Oh, you got him? Okay. Go ahead. Jake, you're live. Okay. Thanks. All right. There we go. That's the fun of doing live radio with callers sometimes. They're there. They're not there. You got a point. Yeah. But we try to get to you as fast as possible. So, yeah, this week he talked about during the 1938-1939 years of going after the Nazis that the U.S. originally created the House of Un-American Activities Committee. Trump said during his campaign that he wants to ban Muslims from unspecified countries from any entering the United States. Racist. Xenophobic. We'll talk more about that on the other side. Taking your phone calls, 800-313-9443. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I was a teenage anarchist, but the politics is just convenience.
Well, I guess Hillary escaped the shadow government, the CIA, and other operators inside that were going after her. If you didn't hear, Eric Prince talked to Breitbart News, said that the NYPD was ready to make arrests in the Anthony Weiner case. A lot of rumors and shadow government discussion that happened earlier in the week kind of shut up now. We don't hear a lot about it. The FBI's white collar crime probing the Clinton Foundation. Will this go on? Will she just have to step down and slither off into the sunset? Will they groom Chelsea for the next run for the Clinton dynasty? Who knows? But whether or not we – and I dismiss that logic that it wasn't people actually voting. It was the shadow government that brought Trump in because they were after Hillary. It seems that they could have easily went after Hillary or brought up real criminal charges instead of just having Comey – I don't know, in this internal FBI scuffle with the Clintons and the media and this rebellion that took place, apparently. Will she escape? NAFTA's dead. TPP's dead. Trump on surveillance. Interesting piece here, Trump on Israel. President-elect Donald Trump might not move too quickly to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and rip up the Iran nuclear agreement, but the two actions he promised during his national campaign are a top priority for Donald Trump. So one of the things that the Israelis have wanted is to be recognized as the Jewish state. Interestingly enough, they said that, the media, that is, that Donald Trump's very racist and hates the Jews. Well, this is pretty racist to have a state, a theocracy that really minimalizes secular, non-secular, Jewish, non-Jewish, Muslim, Palestinian people, and saying that you have this country that is for this specific race. I mean, it seems pretty racist to me, but you're not going to see his critics talk about this. It's too dangerous a topic. It's one of the few things that separates the mainstream media from, being able to talk about this, is that there is that that systemic control in the media. So this seems kind of racist to me, just food for thought. But if you don't think that Trump is a friend of Israel, you should look at some of his top advisors, maybe possibly bringing in the architect of Bush's torture program to run the CIA, Jose Rodriguez. Yes, some of you may remember Jose Rodriguez when we talk about, that he, along with John Yoo, had said that the president has the power to torture children, to use battery acid. Whoa, just really horrendous things. And the kind of guy that might actually enjoy doing that. Donald Trump may select Jose Rodriguez, one of the primary architects of the George W. Bush torture program, to run the CIA, according to a law firm with close ties to Trump. Rodriguez, the former director of National Clandestine Services, helped develop the CIA black sites, secret prisons operated in foreign countries where interrogations used a range of torture tactics, and the use of waterboarding. So, it's not a good guy. Not a good guy at all. I'm going to be really interested to see how many people are critical and how many people can eat crow when the time is appropriate. I don't know, though. It definitely sends shockwaves. It guarantees that I will do this show for another 4 years. Great to see some of the friends there in the chat room, Liz and Mer Bailey and others. Thanks, guys. Want to thank all of you that have supported the show. Go to blacklistedradio.com. This is your show. We do it in the interest of our listeners, and it is supported exclusively by you. Make a donation. Support the show. Send us a note. 512-222-3067 is the way to text me. And I'll be back next week, no doubt about it, for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. I hope you will as well. Take care.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic wants you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works.
You know, what,
take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite.
Okay.
Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Gotcha. All right, later.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.